now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
On the show this week, we catch up with Tony Marsico from the Martini Kings, who's swinging by to let us know about a brand new Martini Kings vinyl release and launch party coming up. And speaking of new releases, word from another favourite band of mine that has one coming our way. We'll let you know who that is soon. Plus, we'll bring you the best parties and gigs from across the globe and an interesting book about the real Mad Men and women. That's all coming up. Meantime, Joey Altruder and Playboy's theme on the Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation, Henry Mancini and Something for Cat. Just the other night I was watching or re-watching Breakfast at Tiffany's. What a marvellous film. Well worth checking out if you've never seen it before. I just love that film. I love the cats, so that's why we played Henry Mancini's Something for Cat. The Martini King's first vinyl LP, Palm Springs Serenade, is going to be released by Dionysus Records. And the LP features cover art by Shag. The band are going to be playing a record release party and closing for Brad Tiki Shark Parker Art Show at the La Luz de Jesus Gallery, coming up on the 29th of July. Tony Marsico joins me on the show. Tony, a vinyl release is pretty cool, and a first for you guys, too.
Yeah, first time, Coop. We got some wax finally. It took a long time.
There's something special about a vinyl release, and I know with Dionysus Records, I believe if you buy the album, you also get a coupon to download it for digital, which is really cool. I was actually talking to a musician buddy of mine, and I was saying to him, you know, and he's like, why would you want a vinyl release and then the digital? I said, like, well, because people they collect the vinyl, they'll listen to it and they want to keep it in their collection, but they love the fact that they can also throw it into their iPod however one of the way they travel around with their music. But it's a cool thing, like with vinyl, it's just this mystique about it, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and you know I went to Lee Joseph's from Dionysus, and he played me besides the mystique, he played me a couple of the tracks, and the sound is far superior than the CDs. You know, it's just really rich. You really get a good a low end on it, and a lot of people I know that they still don't have turntables to play, so they're talking about, why don't you burn me one? And I'm like, well, hold on a second. Now we're going to go full circle back to a CD. So, you know, what's the point? So, but yeah, it's just, it's cool to have a piece of vinyl on your hand. I haven't played on an album, I think. The last album I played on was, and held in my hand, was probably like 1990.
It's amazing, isn't it? I've got a 1962 Chrysler stereo, and man,
I saw a poster about that.
Man, it is a good sounding turntable. I tell you, the speakers are in just, you know, fabulous condition. And the funny thing about this particular turntable is it was actually my auntie's, and I got given it several years ago, maybe, you know, 10-15 years ago, and I just love that thing to death. And it always frustrates me when people come over to my pad and because it looks like a piece of furniture, they got to put their handbag down on it. I'm like, no.
Hey, that's okay, Coop. At every gig, people always put all their drinks and their plate of food on top of the vibraphone.
That's insane.
It's just the perfect height for a table at a party. Oh, this is a good place to park all my stuff. So,
tell us a little bit about this album now. This is a best of the Martini Kings, isn't it?
I guess it's the best of. I mean, you know, when Lee contacted me about doing it, he said, pick your favorite track. So my favorite tracks are probably not necessarily the best tracks we've ever cut, because we've cut quite a few over the years. But I picked my favorite ones mainly because some of them are quirky and some are a little weirder and not as maybe, you know, people's favorite. But I picked the ones that I thought that I dug the most.
What tracks have we got on this album?
Well, we got, you know, just kind of a lot of the lead tracks from the different albums, Dance of the Virgins, a lot of Martini Kings originals. Before I forget, a special thanks to you, Coop, for doing the liner notes for this album. I mean, it just made the complete package, and they're the perfect liner notes. And I'm not just saying that because you got me on the wave right here, but I really dig the liner notes. They're very retro and cool. So thanks for that.
No worries. It was an honor to be able to do it for you. Also, actually, speaking of the album, the cover art, and I've seen the cover art. It is just spectacular. Shag's behind that, isn't he?
Yeah, we've been talking to Shag for years about doing a Martini Kings thing, and we just keep, you know, well, he's always like, yeah, let's do it, and I'm like, let's do it, but we just never get around to doing it. So we've been doing a few parties here and there. We came up for his last show in Palm Springs, the Martini Kings, and played for him. We played in Vegas for him, so we've been hanging more and talking about it, so it finally happened, and, you know, Dionysus really was the capper. He made it happen for us, you know. He was the contact with Shag. And it's my dream cover for an album.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely,
it really is.
It's absolutely fabulous. And yeah, special mention must go out to Lee over at Dionysus, because he, you know, here's a guy who's you know, seriously got his finger on the pulse. I had a conversation with him on the phone the other day, and you know, I've dealt with, you know, I've worked in radio for a long time, and I've dealt with a lot of record people, and and I tell you, he's up there with some of the best ones that I've spoken to from big companies like Sony and Warner and stuff like that. You know, he knows exactly what's going on, and he knows this market really, really well. So it's always worthwhile checking out stuff.
I gotta say, he did a meticulous job on the album too. It's an old school album where it's not just two flats put together. The front kind of folds over the back like the old school album.
Yeah.
Has that little board, you know, around the album, and the label was just flawless. The label looks like a piece of art, even with the Dionysus logo. So it's between the liner notes, the art, some of the songs I'm fond of. You know, what can I say? It's a pretty good package, I think.
It's one of those cool keepsakes. You know, you'll throw it onto the stereo, you'll listen to it, but you know, it's just a really cool keepsake. Now, you've got a record release coming up there. The album is out this weekend, but you've got a record release party coming up at Lulu's De Jesus Gallery.
Yeah, we have Brad Tiki Shark is doing an art show there, and we are combining and doing a record release party. It's a great gallery in L.A. A friend of mine, Billy, owns and runs for years. So it's a combination art show and release party coming up.
It's July 29. Now, one of the tracks you've got on there, you've brought in Mr. Buddy Greco, I believe, haven't you?
Yeah, we got a buddy. We had to put that was one of my favorite tracks. I love the orchestration we put on that track. So I love Buddy. It's just I had to get him on the record. So Buddy Greco is definitely on there. Yeah.
Well, here he is, Buddy Greco and Girl Talk. The album Palm Springs Serenade by the Martini Kings. Their first vinyl LP is out right now. Tony, it's been fantastic talking to you again.
Thank you, Coop. We appreciate it always. You know that.
I love this song. It's about my favorite subject, women. They like to chat about the dresses they will wear tonight. They chew the fat about their dresses and their neighbors' fights. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dame, you're all the same. It's just a game, they call it girl talk. Girl talk. They all meow about the ups and downs of all their friends. The who, the how, the why, they dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we mortal males behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade you for a ton of gold. No way. So baby, stay and gab away. But hear me say that after girl talk, baby, come on and talk to me.
And you are listening to the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation, largely to Cube Cooper, one from Tiki Joe's Ocean with Baxter Pad. Word from Andy Nazal of Tiki Joe's Ocean fame. The brand new CD is coming your way. It's entitled Soul of the Sea. He's bringing back Marty Larsen vibes, adding Nelson Ortiz, who did the percussion for the live show at the Valley High last year, plus a brand new multi-brass player and a violinist as well. It's taking the whole neo-exotica feel to another level altogether. And the cover artwork, he tells me, is going to be done by a giant of the tiki art world. We're talking about Thor. Looking forward to this one. And we'll let you know when it does come your way. Well, I know you know what this tune is. The theme from The Andy Griffith Show. Sally passed away this week. Andy Griffith, who made Homespun Southern Wisdom, his trademark as the Wise Sheriff in The Andy Griffith Show. And, of course, the Rumble defense lawyer in Matlock. He died this week. His career spanned more than half a century on stage, film and television, but he'd always be best known as Sheriff Andy Taylor in the TV show set in a North Carolina town not too different from his own hometown, Mount Airy in North Carolina.
You know that that you've been taught the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Yes, Pa.
You think you've been following that rule?
Sure, Tommy did it unto me, and now I'm doing it unto Jerry.
What an incredible show. The Andy Griffith Show was one of only three series in TV history to bow out at the top of the ratings. The others were I Love Lucy and Seinfeld. And Andy Griffith said that he decided to end it because he thought it was slipping, and he didn't want it to go down any further. Well, there you go. The late, great Andy Griffith. Right now, Lenny D and Moonglow and theme from Picnic on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Funk Donation Lounge leader, Coop Cooper, Combustible Edison, and Call of the Space Siren. Now, I just love the show Mad Men. It depicts life in Madison Avenue as the smoky, fast-paced, and sexist world. Viewers admire the fashion, but are also left with some questions. Were there really three martini lunches? Well, there's a new book by a lady by the name of Jane Mass, who tries to answer some of these questions in her own account, being a Madison Avenue account executive and one of the first women to do it. It's called Mad Women, The Other Side of Life on Madison Avenue in the 1960s and beyond. Asking the question, were the women really second-class citizens? Was there really that much sex in the office? I caught up with her a little while ago. She was actually a writer at Ogilvy and Mara in the 1960s, and I asked her about those famous three martini lunches.
Well, the men went out every day for three martini lunches. The women, generally, when we went out, only when we were invited, you know. We didn't have credit cards, so we couldn't go. We couldn't take ourselves out to lunch. But when we were invited, we would probably have one or two martinis. And I'm not being protective of us. I think it's just because we were smaller. We couldn't absorb that much. But I think three or four days a week, we'd stay in the office and have a brown bag sandwich lunch because somebody had to stay back there and get the work done.
Well, there you go. Check it out. Mad Women, The Other Side of Life on Madison Avenue in the 1960s and beyond. Jane Mass. Here's Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and one called The Case, which is from their re-released album through Dionysus Records called Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited plays Lost TV Themes.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cuba, Trudy Pitts, and Take Five. You know, somebody asked me the other day, Cuba, do you like doing extreme sports? And I said, yes, I do. Because some people flirt with danger, I just take it on a date and make it pay. Time for a look at the world of Swank now. The Noir Bar at the Charles Hotel is welcoming you to say aloha to summer with the new Tiki Tuesdays party. This is hosted by Brother Cleve. The Martini King's first vinyl LP, as we heard tonight, going to be released by Dionysus Records. In fact, can get along for the record release party on the 29th of July at the La Luz de Jesus Gallery in Los Angeles. Ricky Derrick's got his Wednesdays over at Sufuzi Uptown, 8:30, no cover charge there. Tales from the Tiki Lounge is on right now for Brad Parker over at La Luz de Jesus Gallery. From Bermudina in Hi-Fi at PKNY. That's one you can catch in New York every Tuesday night. As we get back into the music right now with Paul Phillips and I Only Have Eyes For You. We'll be right back.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation Lounge leader Coop Cooper went from the latest album of Grace Knight's called Keep Cool Fool and Your Cheating Heart. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking to the man behind Sunday Combo. Going to leave you now with Tony Bennett and Wave. Stay hip.
Whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny. Don't try to fight the rising sea. The moon fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. Time was half past three. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity. Can share a dream